fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage big from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the John Moore Show, the second hour of the John Moore Show on Sunday, December 9th, 2007. Welcome back. We're talking about preparedness. We're talking about winter activities. We had a caller call in off the air, talked to my engineer about finding Jim McCanney's site. There's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. You'll see the bar across the top of the homepage here. And you'll see links towards the right side, and go there. And once you get to the links page, just scroll down to get to Professor McCanney's website. His address is jmccanneyscience.com. It's McCanney is McCanney, jmccanneyscience.com. And there's, like I say, a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. Before the break, I was talking about my leather and canvas repair kit. A friend of mine bought a general-purpose medium-sized tent, Army surplus, and I don't know how old this tent is, but it's probably Vietnam or earlier vintage. And it had quite a few. I wouldn't even, just looking back on it, a dozen or more rips and tears that needed to be repaired. And I offered to do this for him, for my friend. We got this tent laid out flat. Now, this tent is 16 by 32 feet. I mean, with the flaps out, we're looking at a pretty good-sized piece of canvas because it has 5-foot-tall walls. So that would make it 10 plus. That would be 42 by 26. That's a good-sized piece of canvas. And it was warm weather. You wouldn't want to do this in cold weather because the adhesive just wouldn't work right. It has to be over 50 degrees and dry to do this kind of work. We'll talk about repairing a good-sized tent when we get back from the break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore on Sunday, the 9th day of December 2007. Welcome back. Talking about repairing canvas tents here. These military tents are made out of very heavy, very durable canvas, but they can be damaged. This particular tent had had quite a bit of rough use and improper use and had a lot of issues. So get your tent laid out there. You want to do this in warm weather. Your adhesives simply don't work below 50 degrees. Dry weather, you don't want to try to be repairing wet canvas. That's not going to work either. And get canvas the same weight. The weight of these materials is calculated, I believe, it's by the weight by the square yard. And the same color, in this case, would be a dark olive drab. And you want to cut the canvas larger than the repair area to be repaired. Cut it at least an inch, 2 inches would be better, to the proper shape, and have no square corners. You want to have rounded edges because the adhesive invariably, if you have square corners, will come loose where those corners are. So you make all rounded edges. Get everything properly clean. You can't use adhesive on dirt. Get the canvas clean with whatever it takes. A wire brush would work. any kind of mud or grime or whatever might be on there. And get your adhesive on there and then apply the patch and then use wax paper on top of the patch because the adhesive won't stick to the wax paper. And you have to have a flat surface underneath the patch and weight it down real good and let it dry the proper number of hours so you get a good permanent repair. And that's why you repair these canvas tents. You want to check all the ropes, make sure the ropes are in good condition, and replace them as necessary. Make sure the zippers are clean and repaired and will work properly. And these should be good to go on this tent. Our next caller is Rodney in Illinois. Rodney, you're there, sir. Go ahead, Rodney.
My question, are you the same John Moore that led Second Amendment / militia meetings in St. Louis or Missouri? You know,
way back when? You mean about 12 years ago? I'm the same guy. Yep.
Yeah, I attended one of those meetings. I live here in Illinois. And I was always curious what became of those meetings and that group.
Well, the militia in St. Louis and all over the country came into existence in the 1994 time frame due primarily to several incidents. The Randy Weaver family up in Ruby Ridge, Idaho, the incident involving the Branch Davidian Church in Waco, Texas. And what was that third incident? There was a third incident at that time. Refresh my memory, Rodney. Do you remember?
His name was Bill Clinton.
Well, in a general sense of the word, yeah.
Gun legislation, yeah.
But these militias came into existence all over the country at that time, and they were around for about 2 years or so. And then it became difficult to do much after the contrived event in Oklahoma City in May 19th, 1995. The militias managed to hang on for about another year or so, and then they pretty much wrapped up business and went private. I'm not aware of any public militias doing anything right now. The Montana militia is basically just a few people. And if there's any public militias out there, I'm not aware of them. But we wrapped up things in St. Louis about 11 years ago or so and haven't done anything since.
Well, I was just curious. I've been an RBN listener for several months now, and finally saw your name on the program and decided to listen in. But anyhow, if you ever have guests on, I would suggest Dr. Edwin Vieira and talk about his one of his recent books on constitutional homeland security.
I've read some of Vieira's works, and I do occasionally have guests, Rodney. It's not something I do a whole lot. I have Professor McCanny on here about once every 4 to 6 weeks or so. In fact, he's probably overdue for being back on. And I've had some other guests, like the author of this book that I offer, Emergency Survival Communications. He's an excellent guest. He's a guy who's been there and done that when it comes to emergencies. He was a World War II pilot, so he's seen some violent death, as I have. But that's a good suggestion. Vieira is a good man and has some good things to talk about.
Well, he supports the reorganization of the militia. I know that's a very loaded word, and I can't.
Well, it is, and quite frankly, it's a pipe dream. The power, and here's how powerful the media is. The St. Louis militia, I'll use since that's what I had the most experience with. Our third in command of the St. Louis militia was a middle-aged Jewish mother. And the media in St. Louis managed to make it appear that the St. Louis militia was anti-Semite. I mean, that's how powerful the media is. They can make anybody appear to be anything. And thinking that the militias are going to be reconstituted, I think, is a pipe dream, unless something was to dramatically change. And I don't know what it would take to make that happen. The state statutes in most states allow the governor and mayors and county sheriffs to organize, train, and lead militias if they need to. That's basically every state in the country, to the best of my knowledge. Those statutes have existed for well more than 100 years. Some going back 200 years to the original 13 colonies. That statutory authority is there and has always been there and probably always will be there. It would take a dramatic change to allow that to happen.
Yeah. But anyhow, back to your topic at hand. I happen to tune in just about the time you're talking about snow seal on your leather boots.
Right.
I've been a carpenter all my life, and I've gone through who knows how many boots. And one thing I've experimented with is toilet bowl wax.
Really?
Now it's a little thicker, of course, than it's a
the seal that goes on the wax seal.
Yeah.
Right.
And I've used snow seal, but I've experimented with that, and of course you have to use a little auxiliary heat to work with it.
Seal works better too if it's warmed up.
Yeah.
Really good.
And
if it's warm, if it's just room temperature, it won't get down in the threads. But if it's basically nearly liquid, it really gets down in the threads, which is where you want it.
Well, that's why I use auxiliary heat. I mean, I use the torch, a plumber's torch, very carefully, of course. But a hair dryer or a heat gun, would work. But being as thick as it is in its room temperature state, once it's on the in the leather, it would resume that.
Let's back up here, Rodney. A lot of people don't know what you and I are talking about. I'm a plumber's son, so obviously I know. The standard commode that everybody has in their homes, they're attached to the floor, to the pipe where all the waste goes, with this heavy wax seal that in room temperature is in a solid form. And that's the wax we're talking about. It's commonly available in most hardware stores in the country that carry plumbing supplies for, $3 or $4 for a wax seal?
No. It's quite cheap. I mean, you can get the simplest wax ring without the plastic sleeve for, I think, 99 cents.
99 cents. Well, there you go.
And, I mean, I'm holding one in my hand, and it's probably, 8 ounces.
Right.
And, of course, you could liquefy it in a double boiler and put it in a container,
Absolutely.
You and I know, I've wrestled these things often enough to know they don't promote or they resist, bacterial growth or any, organic material.
Right. Right.
And, that would be, one
benefit. That would be a benefit, yeah.
Yes.
That would definitely be a benefit. Well, that's a good heads up. I'm going to try that.
And you could probably, if you would liquefy it in a double boiler, you could always add a little neat foot oil or some other, common leather product to maybe soften it up so you could work with it at room temperature.
Right, right. It'd be worth an experiment to try that. Well, that's a good idea, Rodney. We appreciate the heads up on that.
Otherwise, yeah, it's good to hear you're still out and about, and I look forward to hearing more of your program.
Well, thank you, Rodney. We appreciate the call.
You're quite welcome. I'll see you
all
later.
Right. That's part of my bio, ladies and gentlemen. I don't talk about all that much anymore, but in 1994, I was elected the commander of the militia for St. Louis City and County, and it was something that at the time, the men and women I was working with, we felt it was the right thing to do, that we had a disaster and another disaster in the Oval Office. We had a woman with no soul occupying the office of the Attorney General of the United States, Janet Reno. And we'd had some, agencies, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and the FBI, Hostage Roasting Team, HRT, were absolutely out of control. They burned down a church full of men, women, and children, murdering those poor souls for no good reason. They murdered members of Randy Weaver's family for no good reason. And things are out of control now with these wars we've got going. We've got these illegal wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they need to be dealt with also. But at the time, domestic matters were out of hand and out of control, and it was time at that point in time for the good men and the solid men and women of these communities to come together and do what we did. Break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
You were young and your heart was an open book. You used to say, live and let live. You know you did.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 9th day of December 2007. And my screen is up and running, so I can see callers calling in, and life is grand. We're talking about preparedness. We're talking about wintertime activities, those maintenance activities that we don't have time for in the warm weather when it's so much daylight and so many nice warm days to be outside. And got a great call from Rodney in Illinois about a way to use the wax that's purpose designed for sealing moats, the floor, as a way of taking care of your boots. So that's a good thing to know. It's also a time to get out and test your winter survival skills. Lonnie from Canada calls in frequently. He's out there practicing those winter survival skills. It's not like reading it in a book when it's so cold that your breath freezes, the little hairs in your nostrils. Now that's cold. When you walk on the snow and the snow crunches under your feet because it's so cold. When mechanical devices like firearms, and for example, don't want to work properly because you haven't used proper lubricant. You don't want to use WD-40 on firearms, by the way, for that reason. That's something we found out a long time ago. WD-400 does not perform when it gets cold. AMSOIL makes a good lever metal protectant, by the way, that it will perform good in sub-zero weather. So you might want to keep that in mind. But you need to get out there and practice these skills. The colder it gets, the more difficult routine activity becomes. Cleaning yourself, relieving yourself, preparing food, cleaning up utensils when you're finished cooking, building your shelter. All those things become much more difficult when it gets down to zero and below. Once it gets down to about 10, 15 degrees is when it really starts getting serious, at least for me. I don't know what in the world is going on here. I don't know what that was. This computer does things all by itself, it seems like. And what a distraction. We also need to keep in mind that the essential part of any body's preparedness program should be getting a good supply of freeze-dried food in. It's one of those foundational things. It's good to know you've got it put away in a cool, dry place, waiting for you if you should ever need it. It's just reassuring. You might have a layoff from employment, and we're going to have some severe financial times, economic times come up here soon, I believe. Knowing you've got a one-year supply of food ready to be consumed if you need it, that's some real peace of mind. And if you do happen to lose your job, you could use that food to help make ends meet in such time as you once again are have employment and get that food back in there. Now, if you listen to Patriot Radio, you're going to hear on all Patriot Radio stations people selling all kinds of food, and the majority of them are good quality food at competitive prices. It's a very competitive market. Freeze-dried guy, in my opinion, has the best food at the best prices, shipping included. I'm looking at one of his older flyers here where he had a overrun from a Canadian military contract. And he makes the comment that the Canadians really know how to feed their troops. Freeze-dried guy is out there in this market competing and getting access to the food so he can offer it to his customers like you. His telephone number is 530-265-8333, 530-265-8333. He and I share a common military experience. We developed a friendship over the past couple of years, chatting back and forth. And he does offer some other products like the Wiggy sleeping bag, which is excellent, excellent. His website is freezedryguy.com. There's a link from my website, easy to get to it. Give him a call tomorrow morning. He'll be glad to talk to you. He's in California, so wait until California business hours. Give him a call, and he'll be glad to talk to you about freeze-dried food. All right, now we're back. These wintertime activities are timed, and especially when we get to the around the first year, it's a time to reflect on the year past and the year to come up as to what you've done, what you need to be doing in the future. That's typically what many of us go through at the end of the year, these reflections. And, of course, the TV stations like to get into that a lot and have all these year-end summaries of what went on and the events that happened. Break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 9th day of December 2007, and we've got John from Texas on hold. Are you there, John?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you today?
Go ahead. I'm here. I'm fine.
Listen, I have a firearms question.
Yes, sir.
Get your opinion on something here. A friend of mine recently showed me a thing about picking up a used AK-47 circa about 1975. It's a Bosnian reproduction.
Okay.
But you buy it as parts, and it doesn't contain the receiver.
Okay.
Okay. And I was wondering, I guess my question is, something like this, is this is like buying a pick? I mean, you know, is it more?
Buying a parts kit with receivers and then what?
I'm sorry?
Buy a parts kit with no receiver, you say?
Yes.
Okay, well, then you need a receiver.
Right, obviously.
All right.
I guess my question on this is, when you see a deal like this and the price is very attractive, of course, you know, is it worth it?
You haven't bought a firearm. You bought a box full of parts is all you've got.
Right.
As far as the law is concerned, the receiver is the firearm. That's what carries with it the legal obligation. is the receiver. I've had any number of friends that have built FNFALs and AR-15s from parts, and almost without exception, now one or these guys, some of them are master machinists.
Right.
They've had problems with these things being reliable and jamming and so forth. KT Ordnance was at one time, up until pretty recently, fabricating excellent quality, partly finished receivers, and ATF, of course, came in and stole all their stuff, and in my opinion, it was a miscarriage of justice to do what they did. Unless you're really competent at building a firearm, and even then, you're going to have a hobby making this thing be reliable.
Right.
Quite frankly, if you're a master machinist, you're going to have a hobby putting the kit together and getting this thing to function properly and be reliable. For most people, I would discourage it.
Yeah, and then of course, once you purchase the receiver, like you say, you come under federal law.
Well, that's the receiver is transferred just like a gun, even though it's just a receiver with no barrel or stock or anything. It's transferred just like a firearm, even though it is just a receiver.
So is that a restricted? I'm not familiar with it. The law is that would something.
It's the same. It's the law doesn't treat it any different than a fully functioning firearm.
Okay.
Transferring a receiver, a functioning. Complete receiver ready to be put together and made into a firearm. It's the same as transferring a firearm itself.
Okay. Gotcha.
And there's so many manufacturers of AKs in so many different countries, the Chinese, the Hungarians, the Russians, and a number of others. It's hard to say unless you're a gunsmith, and by definition, if you can build one of these, you are a gunsmith. Unless you really know what you're doing, you can end up with an expensive mistake on your hands.
Well, that's why I was calling. I'm not a gunsmith, so, you know, I was just looking at
it. I would talk, before I'd buy it, I would talk to somebody who makes their living as a gunsmith, not some hobbyist. I would talk to a gunsmith about what you want to do and what the likelihood is of your being able to accomplish it on your own, and see what kind of response you get.
Well, what kind of, do you have a recommendation for a good semi-automatic weapon that would be good for defense purposes?
In what price range?
Oh, $1,200 and under.
$1,200 bucks.
Yeah.
You should be able to find an M1A. The best semi-automatic rifle on the planet, in my opinion, is the M1A M14.
Mm-hmm.
The men and women, and it's mostly men, who shoot the 1,000-yard match at Camp Perry, Ohio, every year, the winners walk up to the line with the M14. Now, the ones that are using M16 AR-15s, they've been so highly modified that the troop in the field wouldn't recognize them anymore. And they put ammunition in them that won't even fit in the magazine. The projectiles are so long, the ammunition won't even fit in the magazine anymore. The M14 is a rifleman's rifle.
Okay. And it's good
for,
and solid.
For $1,200, you should be able to find one. A really good used one. Or maybe even a new one if you shop real hard.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that was my question.
Okay, you should be good to go there, John. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. It's no secret that I really like the M14 M1A. It's my favorite rifle when it comes to defensive purposes. There's rifles that are shorter, and rifles that are lighter, and rifles that will do things the M14 won't do. But quite frankly, for my money, it's the gold standard, what you measure everything else by. And it was kind of embarrassing when the military changed to the M16 that for 20-something years, and I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, for about 20 years, the M14, year after year after year, kept winning the Camp Perry match, the 1,000-yard competition. And after about two decades of highly modifying the M16 and highly modifying the projectiles to make them heavier and longer to the point where they would no longer fit in the magazine, then finally the M16 finally got to the point where it could compete with the M14. But in my opinion, the judges should not have allowed ammunition for those rifles that won't even fit in the magazine to be brought up to the line and used. I really don't feel that's in the spirit of competition, of service rifle competition. But they did, and they do. And now, after all these years, the M16 can finally compete with the M14 with this highly modified ammunition that shouldn't even be allowed to be used. But I'm not making the rules. I'm just commenting on the rules. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is a call-in show, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. Another wintertime activity might be to get your ham radio license. These ham radio clubs offer free classes and are glad to share their expertise and their skill and help you get your ham radio license. You also might want to sign up at the junior college for a course as a paramedic or an emergency medical technician. The emergency medical technician is one semester of college. Typically, it's $200 or $300 for the course. The paramedic is another three semesters on top of that, and you're going to have some serious life-saving skills once you get either one of those courses. Be sure and get a medical kit equal to your skill level. It does no good to have equipment that you're not capable of using or have inadequate equipment, not up to what you're up to as far as your skill level. If you can't do that, if you can't go to spend one semester at a junior college, at a bare minimum, get Red Cross first aid training and Red Cross CPR. Advanced Red Cross CPR is even more of a benefit. Then you'll be able to have at least some minimal life-saving skills where you can clear the airway and stop the bleeding and treat for shock. That's the basic stuff that you need to know how to do. We do have a website, Republic Broadcasting Org, interesting articles that are always being updated and refreshed. Interesting books. I saw a book there on fluoride that looked pretty good. I've done quite a bit of research on sodium fluoride and all the dangers it presents to the human body. And the book's selection is always changing also. You need to check out republicbroadcasting.org. Make sure you're not missing anything and do that on a frequent basis. And it's a great place to get your news and stay up to date on what's going on with world events. So I do that myself as often as I can, get there and check the republicbroadcasting.org website. It's also a place where you can get the KU band satellite receiver and have crystal clear reception of Republic Broadcasting. No monthly charge. You get satellite radio, satellite television, and no monthly charge. Pretty good deal, less than $200 for the equipment. One-time fee for purchasing the equipment, then you're good to go. And have that equipment set up and ready for listening to Republic radio, listen to other radio stations, listen to music stations, and be able to watch TV also, satellite TV, at no monthly charge. That sounds like a pretty good deal to me. Talk about this book I offer at my website, Emergency Survival Communications. So I know I do more reading in the wintertime. I think a lot of people are that way. The Guide to Emergency Survival Communications, How to Build and Power Your System. I got a case of these from the author, and I'm offering them on my website where the orders are starting to come in. If you're concerned about preparedness, I'll tell you where you don't want to be. Where you don't want to be is sitting at your safe place, wherever that might be, wondering what's going on in your county, in your community, in your state, in your country, and in the world. That will make you crazy. Your imagination will run wild with you, and almost always, it's human nature, with a far worse scenario than what's actually going on. This is where the book comes in. You need to know what to get, how to operate it, how to keep it powered up and running properly. All this information is in the book that I offer at my website, thelibertyman.com, Guide to Emergency Survival Communications, How to Build and Power Your System. The book is written in layman's terms. It's a large format, professionally bound book here with lots of photographs and diagrams and drawings and written in plain layman's terms. The assumption of the authors is that the people opening up this book know nothing about communications. That's the beginning assumption. So anybody can pick this up and make sense of it and figure out what they need to do to be able to communicate with their friends and loved ones, to be able to listen to what's going on in their community, in their state, and in the country and the world. And there's different ways to do that, with radios, satellite radio, shortwave radio, CB radios, ham radios, scanners. You should have seen my dining room table by 10 o'clock Tuesday morning, September 11, 2001. I had all my communications equipment out and up and running, and they ran continuously at least a week, 24 hours a day for a week. We were taking shifts. My wife, my adult daughter, and myself were taking shifts monitoring this equipment because we were at war. And the moment I heard smoke was coming out of the Pentagon, we were at war. We've got on hold Bruce from Illinois. Bruce, are you there, sir? Bruce from Illinois, go ahead.
Yes, John?
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, that caller that called in about the AK-47 kits.
Yes, sir.
You know, one thing that people need to understand, that under Title 18 of the U.S. Code, you're only allowed to build up a gun based on so many imported parts.
And, that's true also, yes.
And see, for him to do that, if he, you know, if you buy a kit, you know, back in the days when the kits were less than $100, you could do that and build an AK and actually build it cheaper than what you could buy it.
Right.
But when it comes now that you have to buy, the kits are higher in price, you have to buy the necessary American-made compliance parts, which would be like the trigger group. It would be like the plungers. It'd be like the furniture for the firearm. Once you do that, you're almost to the cost of buying a really nice AK-47.
Right.
You know, the young man.
Yeah.
The young man sounded like he didn't really have a lot of understanding of that. And see,
you know, I think I was headed the direction of discouraging him from doing it, and I think I was successful in doing so.
Yeah, well, see, you have to be able to bend the flats or to be
receivers can be bought as a flat, and it's really not legally a receiver at that point in time. And if the holes haven't been drilled and it's still flat.
Well, actually, John, the flats come with all the holes and everything, but they're not bent. But, see,
okay.
That's the problem with an AK flat, is that you have to have a jig to build it, and if you can't make your own jig, the jigs are about $500 to buy.
Right.
So, see, you know, they just throw a lot of things.
You try doing that in your home workshop with a Sirius & Roebuck vise, you're going to end up with a mess.
Yeah, you're going to just end up wasting money. Plus, you have to realize some states and some municipalities have laws on the fire controls. You cannot have a full auto set of fire controls. And most of those AK kits that are imported into this country, they have the full auto fire controls come with them, so not every jurisdiction can have those.
All right.
Okay,
well,
John, I just wanted to make that point.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you for the show. Bye-bye.
It. And we've got George from Pennsylvania. George, are you there, sir?
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yep, something happened there at your end, I imagine, and I couldn't hear you.
Well, we had some. We use Skype as a way, and sometimes once during the show, the Skype went away, and I had to get on the telephone. But we're back.
Okay. Listen, I had a question for you. I don't usually need to ask these questions, but I have one of those Mini 14s. And
the Ruger Mini 14?
Yeah.
It's a good little piece.
All right.
Especially
well,
if you get 7.62 caliber, but go ahead.
Well, it's not.
Mine isn't either, but oh well.
All right. But anyways, I don't trust that caliber that it's in. And
we're in agreement there, but go ahead.
All right. Well, I don't trust that, but I got it because of the weight and all that.
Right.
You know, I thought it would be something light. And so I had my mindset on, so I was doing some research, and I found that Auto Ordnance is making the M1 again. So I was thinking of maybe getting one of those.
M1 Garand or M1 Carbine?
The Carbine.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. We'll talk about that. Hold on, everybody. We'll be back after the break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're just about to wrap up the show and kind of wrap up George here and get to our next caller. George, you still there? George? Hello?
Yeah.
George,
yeah.
Speak up.
I'm
you want
about...
to get that new Auto Ordnance carbine? Go for it. I love carbines. I've owned a bunch of them. I own one right now. And in fact, I may sell my Mini 14 and get an M1, another M1 carbine. I like them so much.
All right, because I noticed that the ammo was very reasonable for it at this point.
Well, fairly. I mean, it's there's less brass and less, it's a smaller round.
And then the next thing I wanted to ask you, JR, was I found a good deal on some couple PT-92s, and I wanted to ask you, it's available in 40 or 9, and that ammunition's real cheap right now. I don't trust that 9mm, but, I mean, hey.
Well, 40's not a 45, but it's sure better than a 9mm.
Yeah.
So go for it, yeah.
All right, well, thank you.
Shop around from 1911. That's what you need to do.
Well, all right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, you're welcome. Mark from Alabama, we just got a couple of minutes. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, what's on
I
your
really,
mind?
I really enjoy your program. I bought that Survival Communications book a number of years ago, and I know we're short on time. How do I protect all of my communications equipment from...
Here's what you do. You go to your hardware store and you get a brand new galvanized steel rubbish can with a steel lid.
Okay.
And that will big enough to hold what you want to put in there. And that's what we call a Faraday box. Mr.
Right.
Faraday is the one that developed this concept. A metal box that has completely contains the equipment will protect it from EMP, electromagnetic pulse.
Great.
Okay.
I've done that with a computer, monitor, the computer, all that good stuff. And
right.
I've been using some fairly large ammo boxes lined with, carpet padding.
Right. Yeah, you want to protect your equipment from being damaged, right.
What about solar panels? Are those susceptible to damage from EMP or CME?
The panels themselves wouldn't be, but the controls would be.
Right. Okay. I've got that stuff all squared away. How about a generator? Just build a.
Anything that's got any kind of solid state equipment in it, capacitors, diodes, anything like that, which would be the control panel on a generator, a modern generator, would be susceptible. Yes.
So just build a box and park it in there, huh?
Yeah. You need a metal box, like a big job box. Any big metal box that you can fit it inside of, that would protect it.
What about the software and stuff? That's susceptible to EMP as well.
Oh, absolutely. Any solid state electronic equipment is susceptible to electromagnetic pulse. The old radios with vacuum tubes are not.
Right.
Well, the Boeing engineers laughed at the MiG jet fighters with vacuum tubes until they realized, oh my goodness, their planes will be flying when ours are dropping out of the sky.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Maybe one of these weekends you could expand on EMP and how to protect equipment and so on.
Okay. Well, we're out of time, but that would be a good show topic. You're right.
Great. Thanks a lot. Have a good
one. Thank you for your call, Mark. And we are out of time. It was a fast 2 hours. I hope you all enjoyed yourselves. I enjoyed myself. Check out my website, theliberator.com. You'll be glad you did. You all be safe out there. Have a good weekend. God bless America.
With recent internet.